job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. RentersWarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at RentersWarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
If you travel for business, you know it's a game of wins and losses. Having your hotel room away from the elevator, that's a win. Not having Wi-Fi in your room, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, that's not just a win, it's a triple win. Number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Number two, Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three, the amazing six-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialist known as the Navigators. One recent Upside customer had a flight delay for 2 hours, so a navigator arranged for him to have complimentary access to the airline's executive lounge to pass the time. And that's just one example of how Upside Navigators go above and beyond for business travelers like yourself. Upside Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 by voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app, even reaching out to you with useful info to help you avoid a problem before it happens. And what I'm going to do right now is start you with that Upside six-star treatment. Go to Upside.com and use my promo code SCORE, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's code SCORE for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
There's a reason that Sunrise Chevrolet has received so many awards, like the Exclusive Mark of Excellence Award from Chevy, or the 2017 Consumer Satisfaction Award from DealRater, or an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, or even their 4.5-star rating on Google. And Sunrise Chevy wants you to know it's customers like you that are the reason they are such big winners. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Find new roads.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at Marines.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Sousa strikes out swinging. The ball game is over. The Cubs win it by a score of 2-1. What a job by Wade Davis. He strikes out all three.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's a wee bit after 3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field against number 5 Penn State October 7th. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Cubs go into tonight's game down in Tampa with a magic number of 9. Now, pennant races are exciting to players, fans, and many others, but Theo Epstein, who was on with Mully and Hanley this morning, well, he actually could do without all the anxiety.
I like having things wrapped up because it means you're in. You know, I mean, right. Pennant races are fine as long as you have a good result at the end. But look, we're not out of the woods. We're playing great, great baseball, but so are the Brewers. You know, we have a 3.5 game lead and we have 4 head-to-head at their place, and their schedule is a little bit easier in the other game. So we have a lot of work to do.
And the Cubs will have John Lester on the mound in Tampa tonight, and they will have a 4-game set in Milwaukee starting tomorrow with the pitching going this way. Arrieta will start tomorrow night's game, followed by Lackey, Hendricks, and Quintana will go in Sunday's finale. Meanwhile, games in progress. Bottom half of the 7th inning, Yankees pounding lumps on Minnesota 11-3. Bottom half of the 9th inning, Oakland shutting out Detroit 3-0. Underway, Colorado and San Francisco, they are scoreless bottom 1. And a final now, Miami defeats the Mets 9-2. And yes, Giancarlo Stanton did hit another home run. That's number 56 on the season. Basketball news, the McDonald's All-American High School All-Star Game. It's moving from Chicago to Atlanta. And in hockey, St. Louis Blues winger Alexander Steen is out indefinitely with a hand injury. Football fans, attend the Hooters Watch Party in Gurnee at 7 p.m. Thursday, September 28th as Green Bay takes on the Bears. Attendees have chances to win jerseys, gift cards, and more. The first 50 people receive a Sportula provided by the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. Head to Hooters in Gurnee on September 28th and score. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, 5:35, with Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game against Tampa Bay, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Are you curious why the Bulls would hire Doug Collins?
I will tell you, I'm old, but I'm not old school. I got a young brain. I am woke.
Oh.
Yuck. Dude.
Is he wearing
a FUBU jersey when he said this?
FUBU runs the fashion world for real. FUBU, the look, the style, the vibe, the feel.
Oh,
I'll match.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. I'll see you later, compa.
I'm no cop, man. I'm hip. But you don't look hip.
Did he end it with, I'm all good in the hood? Like, cut it out.
Now, if being on time and working hard and doing all those things are old school, then yes, I'm old school.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
I am, as they say, just woke.
I am woke.
Oh, if you're very much woke, there is no such thing as distraction.
What do the kids call awake? I think woke. Okay, I'll go with that.
I was part of a special task force of very young-looking cops who infiltrated high schools.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What?
Is he spelling his last name? C-O-L-L-I-N-Z.
I know. I'll do a rap. Boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-boom. I'm Mr. Plow, and I'm here to say I'm the plow in this guy in the USA. I got a big plow, and I'll move a lot of things.
Stop.
Like your cow if
Please.
You have one.
Stop it right now.
Promise you'll never do that again.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo.
he was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mile.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and shout out to all the Facebook Live people. I haven't been chatting with you guys today. I apologize. I will get back to my duties. It is time for In Other News. We do it every day besides Bears Monday to kind of, you know, spread our wings a little bit and try to figure out what's going on in the world of sports and outside of the world of sports. I got a sports thing and social media that I do want to talk to you about after this segment is over as well.
Okay, I'll start you with a sports thing then. These are the worst seasons by a DH, and this is using wins above replacement per Baseball Reference or B-War. The worst seasons ever.
Worst season ever.
And Joe Sheehan has this list compiled. 1984, Ted Simmons batted .221, on base .269, slugged .300. He was a negative -2.1 WAR.
And no good.
1991, Alvin Davis. .221, .299, .335 was the slash line, a negative -1.8 WAR. This man, this year, the third worst season ever by a DH.
Okay.
Slash line, .244, .289, .391.
Can you give me a division?
A negative 1.5 wins above replacement.
Give me the division he's in. Shep, yeah. You heard those numbers?
He's making $26 million.
Wow. All-time bad DH.
And Joe Sheehan calls him right now the single worst player in baseball.
Albert Pujols?
It is Albert Pujols. And for those who are saying, wait a sec, he might get 100 RBIs. Well, as we always say, it has to do with the amount of time you come to the plate with runners on base. And this would be one of the worst 100 RBI seasons of all time, following those of Dante Bichette in 99.
Oh, my guy!
Joe Carter in 1990 and Ruben Sierra in 1993.
Another one of my guys.
Yeah, you like guys who have empty 100 RBI seasons,
I do.
Apparently.
Yes, I do.
This is Joe Sheehan's conclusion. Albert Pujols is terrible. He's a designated hitter who can't hit, and you have to invent a special skill he doesn't have to pretend that he can. The Angels, blinded by loyalty or a contract or just unable to see past the RBI, have left him in the middle of the lineup all year, even dumping Cameron Maben for nothing rather than using the Justin Upton trade to ease Pujols to the bench. With 4 years of play left on his contract, the Angels are going to have to make a decision on him. They can't just give a player like this another 2,000 chances to keep Mike Trout out of October.
That sucks, man. That's Albert Pujols. He's one of the best ever.
Yes, he is.
And this isn't a good season. They got 4 more years? I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when Shep brought up his contract. 4 more years?
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad 4 years.
It's going to be we're paying you to not play 4 years.
Yeah. A lot of bad things are happening over the next 4 years or so, man. All right. So, on a larger scale, I want to talk to you about what exactly happened to Eddie Lacy and also maybe in some Kevin Durant stuff after this segment. But since being drafted by the Packers in 2013, CBSSports.com writes, Eddie Lacy has had a tumultuous career. He gained 1,000 yards rushing in his first two seasons before suffering a steep drop-off in 2015. In 16, his numbers took an even larger hit, and he was let go by the Packers. The Seattle Seahawks picked Lacy up, and he hasn't played much. He appeared in one game, getting 5 carries for 3 yards before being scratched on Sunday. And shaving on Monday. However, it hasn't been his lack of production that's haunted Lacy, but rather one of the causes for it. Lacy's love of food, particularly Chinese food, or for some reason they put China food here on CBSSports.com, has become a defining part of his character on the internet. People have come up with all sorts of nicknames for Lacy, who has admitted that staying at an ideal weight has always been a challenge for him. He never had to try to stand out until he went to Alabama, where it immediately became apparent that life could be different. In an interview with ESPN's Kevin Van Valkenburg, Lacey opened up about his struggles with weight and how his life has changed from year to year. Quote, it was the worst year of my life, but it just shows if you push your body, it responds. For 4 years, you have somebody telling you what to do. Make you as big as you can, as strong as you can, as fast as you can. They try to make this bionic person, basically. But it just shows if you push your body, it responds. When he went to the pros, things changed. After his first practice with the Packers, Lacey says he thought to himself, this is all we have to do. However, in the NFL, the situation continued to deteriorate. After his down third year, Packers head coach Mike McCarthy criticized Lacey's production and his effort to maintain his weight. He's got a lot of work to do, he said. His offseason last year was not good enough, and he never recovered from it. He cannot play at the weight he played at this year. Lacey dropped 22 pounds heading into the next season, picking up P90X, but an ankle injury derailed his timeline. I literally could not do anything for months. I obviously just got bigger. I can't do anything about that. All you can do is lay down and eat. What are you supposed to do?
You don't have to eat.
Well, to live, you do.
Right, but you don't have to. I mean, and there's arm bikes. I mean, you can get your heart rate up with an ankle injury. They put
but for an NFL
bikes.
Player, you know, how much arm biking can you do? You got to get out there and get more than that in. All right, he says, I could pull up my Twitter right now and there will be a fat comment in there somewhere. Like I could tweet, today is a beautiful day. And someone would be like, oh yeah, you fat.
He's right, though.
I sit there and wonder, what do you get out of that? And CBSSports.com goes on to detail it. And I don't even want to read the comments because I'm sure people are being funny in the comments as well. But Dan, I want to talk to you about what fans think that athletes sign up for. And what they think they could deal with.
What they think they're entitled to do to them and how they're entitled to approach them on social media.
I want to do that with you after this segment.
All right. I'm going to introduce you to a woman named Sofia Wisniewska.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Vergara.
She's Sofia Wisniewska, the chancellor for the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. And as Hurricane Irma was bearing down, she sent an email to her boss saying she remained on campus. She noted things were quiet. She could hear the birds chirping. And there was a little problem. She was in Atlanta. She had abandoned ship, as it were. There were students still on the campus as the path of the hurricane was changing, and she had bailed. She told her boss she was still there, and she had left the state.
Hi.
So...
how do you pull that one off, though, when you tell someone you're still in the state?
She negotiated a resignation yesterday, or Monday. University officials were set to fire her for what they called incompetence and lack of leadership. And she's defiant about this. She says, I strongly reject any question of my leadership during Irma. Even though she lied, said she was still on campus, and she had left campus, and the president of that USF system, Judy Genshaft, said, I expect a competent chancellor to be able to process this weather information and respond to the evolving emergency. The issue isn't legal authority, it's leadership competence in an emergency situation, and there were 10 students who were left in dorms who didn't have anybody there looking out for them because everybody had bailed, including the chancellor, said she hadn't.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right, I feel like this story is a story of to cook the books or not. This is from Scott Davis from the Business Insider. A big report from Brian Windhorst and Zach Lowe revealed 14 NBA teams lost money last season, with 9 of them still finishing in the red after revenue sharing, according to league documents. According to ESPN, the Atlanta Hawks, Brooklyn Nets, Cleveland Cavaliers, Detroit Pistons, Memphis Grizzlies, Milwaukee Bucks, Orlando Magic, San Antonio Spurs, and Washington Wizards all lost money based on net income, which includes revenue sharing and luxury tax payment. Now the league is going to be set up for a debate on its revenue sharing system. Even with a $24 billion deal now in effect, a rising salary cap and rising player salaries have not closed the gap between the NBA's richest teams and struggling teams. According to ESPN, some small market teams believe that NBA's richest teams should share more, while some big market teams scoff at that idea. According to ESPN, several ideas have been thrown around by both parties, and more will be heard at a Board of Governors meeting in late September when they have scheduled a long session on the issue. Dan, I ask you this because it goes on.
That's a shell game. That's a shell game. With a $5 billion TV deal. And I know there's...
Three times the amount of the previous bid, by the way. Three times the amount. Like, I know what you can show in your books and what you can do overhead-wise in terms of how many people you actually employ as opposed to the rich NBA players who you tell, hey, you can bring your family here, just walk around for a little bit. Next thing you know, you've got them down for $125,000 as an ambassador. I know it happens not just in this city but in others as well. That happens a lot. These books are being cooked to a ridiculous proportion. I don't know what it's setting up for, though, because with owner infighting, it's not like owner and player infighting. If you're telling players that we're not making as much money as you think, then are they trying to get ready to lock out the players again? What do you think this is?
Owners are always going to represent themselves as having less money than they want you to know, right? They're going to put out there that, oh, you know, we'd love to have all this money.
After the Warriors just built a $1 billion stadium.
Right. I guess I need to know more. I would love to have... I do know somebody who has done accounting work for NBA teams. I'll ask him.
Okay.
I'll see what he thinks, because that's somebody who would know. That's in other news. It's been brought to you by UPSjobs.com. UPS is now hiring part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland, with some locations offering tuition assistance and up to $100 in weekly bonuses. Apply now at UPSjobs.com. So that question you put out there, this idea of, I bought your jersey and I buy a ticket and I watch the games, therefore I'm allowed to say anything I want to you, talking about the treatment of Eddie Lacy.
I struggle with it. Not just that, but how I feel about Kevin Durant and some of the things that have gone on over the last couple of days.
Yeah,
how I felt about him for a very long time. Yeah. Even when he was with Russ, I was like, there's a reason why he's not turning on Russ the way people want him to, because he's not built for that.
And KD's kind of revealed himself to be a very, very, very sensitive guy.
It's like you said, a little Drake-ish.
He's got some Drake in him.
A touch of Drake. That's one of his favorite guys. But I also want to talk to those people out there, and as far as their social media experience and how they use social media. And it happens a lot, and it happens with us too on a smaller scale, and what you think what someone's money allows you to do to them social media wise and what thick skin should be built up, because I don't think a lot of you guys out there have it, especially the ones who throw the barbs. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
The Cubs' magic number is now 9. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk. And to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Honda and your local Honda dealer. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has been a disaster off the field, and now suddenly he's a mess on it. Jerry Jones defended Elliott and his effort against Denver, even after his head coach Jason Garrett called him out for it. Because, of course, Jerry did. Except pretty much nobody else is. Look, I don't buy this nonsense that he's a young player, and that he had never experienced that kind of failure before, and that's why he shut down. Look, I get it. They were getting blasted. They had locked him up, but who cares? It happens. Deal with it. You don't go into a funk and just shut down. Do your job. And your job includes turning into a defender when the quarterback throws a pick and not standing there with your hands on your hips and watching everybody else go back the other way. And worst of all is this take that he only did it because he's so competitive. Oh, so he quit because he's competitive. Because that makes so much sense. I'm Jim Rome.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Hard.
Hi, I'm Jason Goff.
And I am Dan Bernstein.
Go ahead, Dan Bernstein.
No, Be my guest, Jason Goff.
Hey, it's the Mattress Firm semi-annual sale, meaning your favorite mattresses are on sale.
Semi-annual sale?
It's semi-annual.
Okay.
It's like the double negative, or I just read it wrong, because it's the semi-annual sale.
Regardless of what you call it, it means the top name brands at Mattress Firm are on sale, plus get an additional 10% off.
Why are we talking like this?
I have no idea.
Because you can get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress now just for $454.99, plus, like Dan mentioned, an additional 10% off.
There's something for everyone. Over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99. Hampton Roads pillow top queen mattresses starting at $299.99. And two out of three people choose the Dream Bed Lux over the other leading memory foam mattresses.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, man.
Well, give me two.
It costs $1,000 less.
That's one.
It has cooling technology.
That's two.
And you can take it home for just $37 a month for 72 months and take an additional 10% off. So that's three.
I only need two. Why wait any longer? Come in today and find your perfect mattress. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing, like Dan mentioned, for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free.
So go to Mattress Firm, lie down on these mattresses, and then say, that one. And when you point to it, next thing you know, it's like magic. They come to your house, they roll out a red carpet, they take your old stinky, funky mattress away, and then your new mattress is in, and you got your adjustable base, and you're going up and down, and you're happy.
Yes.
And that's because of Mattress Firm.
Yes, it is.
Save money.
Sleep happy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mike Glennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose. Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part.
You traded up to draft
the
number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Medibank, member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You traded up. And there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
App Saturday night. Join The Score's Chris Emma and Julie DeCaro for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 5 to 9 p.m. at Pelican Harry's 14807 Founders Crossing in Homer Glen. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 6 to 7:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Cheer on your Chicago Bears at Soldier Field this season. Single game tickets available at chicagobears.com/tickets. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Have there been any setbacks?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to be ready to go during training camp.
Instead, Kai Long was forced to shut it down for most of the preseason.
It's like, you know, when you have your two pilots at the front of your plane and they're going through all the checklists pre-flight. The last thing you want to do is have a guy who just gets in and turns the engine on and says, let's go. You want to make sure everything's checked off.
The pain tolerance in his ankle, too much to overcome back in Bourbonnais, but Long now hoping to suit up Sunday against the Steelers as his wideout Marcus Wheaton.
I hope so. I hope so, man. It's been a long time coming. I'm excited, and hopefully this is a week.
The Bears need both as they're averaging just 12 points per game. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
Good afternoon. It's 3:29, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field against number 5 Penn State. That's October 7th. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. John Lester goes for the Cubs tonight against Tampa Bay as the Northsiders look to whittle down their current magic number of 9. And Joe Maddon has now set his pitching lineup for the upcoming 4-game set in Milwaukee. In order, Jake Arrieta will go tomorrow, followed by John Lackey, Kyle Hendricks, and Jose Quintana. Two finals so far from this afternoon. Miami beats the Mets 9-2. Giancarlo Stanton, another home run, number 56 on the season. It was Marcus Semien with 3 RBIs in Oakland's 3-2 victory over Detroit. Top of the ninth, Yankees pounding lumps on Minnesota 11-3 in top 3. San Francisco leading Colorado 1-0. The White Sox at Houston tonight. In boxing, he was known as the Bronx Bull, and Robert De Niro portrayed him in the movie Raging Bull. Jake LaMotta passed away today at the age of 90. The former middleweight champion of the world. He fought Sugar Ray Robinson 6 times, winning once. And John Paxson, Bulls Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, he will be on with Mully and Hanley. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30. And MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calgagno at 630-671-0600. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way a little bit later this afternoon, 5:35, Mark Grody's pregame show, and then the game against Tampa Bay. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at Metra.
Social media is big nowadays.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We talked about Eddie Lacy, and now we transition to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has had one of the oddest off seasons for a superstar, I think, of all time, because of Twitter and because people have found out that he has a second account that he's been responding to people on and calling people all kinds of names and saying, you don't hoop, you're calling guys slurs and all these things. The clean-cut, soft-spoken, you know, Grim Reaper scoring dude. His name was supposed to be the Slim Reaper, and he didn't like that nickname because he was a man of faith and he didn't want to be thought of as an angel of death. Well, we're finding out now that Kevin Durant is as soft as I have always said he is. And then I felt bad about it because I heard Scott Van Pelt and I heard some other guys talking about this same subject. And the thoughts that were brought up were these. You know, a lot of fans feel like that access, because of social media, to their favorite entertainer, favorite radio host, favorite columnist is great because they get to, you know, reply and go back and forth. But they don't think about the crazies who are out there. And then once you alert them to the crazies, immediately you get...
Well, that comes with the territory. Exactly. They make enough money that they can hire their own security people and deal with it.
Exactly. Right. Unfortunately, the security thing is not a joke, but... This is what these guys have to go through. And some guys aren't built. Like, Kevin Durant's not cut from the same cloth Russell Westbrook is. And that was noticeable while they were playing together. I always said it. This is the reason why. He needs to give the ball to Kevin because Kevin's the best player. And Kevin never said that because I think Kevin knew that he wasn't built like that. He knew he wasn't built like that, and he knew Russ was.
So Russ is a cyborg.
That's it. He is a machine. He will kill you.
Russ
and play.
Machine.
But the thing that I come back to is social media and how it affects a lot of stars, a lot of entertainers. Not every. I don't know how many people are truly built to take the arrows and the barbs that people in the public spotlight do. And once again, you're going to get the guys and girls on the text line saying, "I don't you mean care about a millionaire's feelings. Screw that guy. My life sucks."
It doesn't matter how much money you make.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
It doesn't.
And the people that I think send these things, if you got, you know, behind that avatar that isn't them, or whatever anime or Pepe the Frog or team logo that isn't them, and you actually got down to who they were and fired those barbs back. Like, for instance, I don't even have to do it anymore. Like, sometimes I'll tweet something and then immediately the people who follow me will assemble and just jump on somebody. Sometimes I feel bad, and other times I'm like, nah, you brought it on yourself. You wanted to be famous. Enjoy yourself. These guys like Kevin Durant, who is the most sensitive, I think, of stars that we have seen in a very long time, or is just willing to show it. That's the thing. And I don't know if it's admirable or if it's detestable. And I don't know if it has to be on either, you know, side of the spectrum. But he tweeted out, actually, in a Bleacher Report interview, he said this: "I play basketball. I got acne. I slide in DMs. I make fun of my friends. I drink beers and play Xbox. I'm closer to you than you think." And I don't know if that's one of those things like, I'm more like you than you think, or, man, I'm more like you than you think. And there's different tones to that. So when people are coming for him, and when I say that I think he's a little soft at times, even though I appreciate his talent, I'm mixed up when I read that, because then there's a part of me that feels like, yo, like, I see the foolishness that happens on Twitter, and we receive some of it, and the stuff that people say about your family and about your kids and what they're going to do and all the accounts that are made up. And this is on a small, I got 36,000 followers. I got nobody following me, pretty much. Shout out to all my followers. But I don't have a tenth of the people that are, a hundredth of the people that are following me that are following him. And if you get caught in the right moment, or you're in a vulnerable position, or you're having a bad day, and you say the wrong thing, and then Twitter eats you alive, the second account thing, that's like, I don't know if that's gangster or if that's weird that he made up a second account to go at people.
I think it's weird.
And that's,
I think
the
it's
thing.
Weird to want to have that kind of engagement in that way.
Because he's been the guy who's never really been able to outwardly be that. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You could tell the guys who want to wear the black hat. You know, like LeBron, first 2 years in Miami, he didn't want that. LeBron enjoys playing basketball.
He was never comfortable.
Kobe
with it.
Is a villain. Russell is a villain. You know, Jordan was a villain up there on the court. He was just beloved. He had the shoes, he had the endorsements.
Even though he was a dark MF-er.
A killer. Like, some guys love playing the game. You know, like, for instance, what we do, I love doing this. I have a great time doing this. I know some guys who do this who are like, yo, I'm here to tear this thing down. Whoever sucks, he's going to hit today, da 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 da. And it's like, yeah, that's how you built, and this is how I'm built, and I can do the same things, but this, we go at it a different way. When social media, and I don't know the social media experience, how it's heightened or lessened what we do, or even how fans do their thing. Because if you're a fan and you live to tell Kevin Durant that he's soft, or he's a bitch, or whatever the case may be, or for a radio host, for you to, you know what, I used to like you, and now I think you suck, and
okay,
but what does it do?
I don't know.
Because
what's amazing, I don't think
these people would be able to handle those same things.
I click on some of those, and then it's like, you see the other tweets that have been sent, and it's like, at Taylor Swift, at Katy Perry. Right.
At some porn star.
At Ariana Grande.
Right, right. People that would never reply to them.
Right. What are you doing?
Right. Right.
What are you doing?
See, but this basketball, football, baseball, hockey, there's that relationship with the fans that is different. You could be at a concert and not know anybody, not have to see anybody. You leave in that city, that's not your city. Right. You know? I'm playing in front of you 41 times a year.
You're representing me exactly. And my feelings.
And that's what we talked about last week with how players feel about fans.
Here's Kevin Durant talking about it. We're apologizing for what went on and mentioning more about the role of social media.
I use Twitter to engage with the fans. I think it's a great way to engage with, you know, basketball fans. But I happen to take it a little too far. And that's what happens sometimes when I get into these basketball debates or, you know, what I really love is just to play basketball. I went a little too far. And I don't regret clapping back at anybody or talking to my fans on Twitter. I do regret using my former coach's name and that former organization that I played for. That was childish. That was idiotic. All those type of words, I regret doing that. And I apologize to him for doing that. But I don't think I'll ever stop engaging with my fans. I think they, you know, really enjoy it. And I think it's a good way to connect us all. But I'll scale back a little bit right now and just focus on playing basketball. So I want to move on from that. It was tough to deal with yesterday. I was really upset with myself, but definitely want to move on and keep playing basketball. So, but I still want to interact with my fans as well.
If you don't know, on Kevin Durant's ghost account, the account that he made and didn't know he switched over, he hadn't switched over to it. So he was talking about himself as if he was on the other account.
This is like the Skip Bayless account,
right,
where he
liking your own Facebook posts and replying to your own Facebook posts. He mentioned that Billy Donovan wasn't a good coach and that outside of Russell Westbrook, the team wasn't very good. Things of that nature. So he said, this is the reasons why Durant left. So it looks like he's talking to himself and talking about himself in third person. Everybody's like, wait a minute. Uh-huh. He doesn't talk like that. And then what the internet does is the internet goes back and traces back to history of this person speaking on his Twitter feed and his Facebook posts over and over again. It's like, yo, this is Kevin. Like, this is Kevin Durant and his ghost account. And then they jumped in and you saw him posting on all kinds of Instagram accounts, calling people bum ass dudes and how you can't play on the level that Kevin Durant plays on. And then you find out this dude has been like this for a very long time.
It's just very, very needy. This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. A note from Bill on Capitol Hill. He says, Lord Macaulay once said that Puritans banned bear baiting, not because it gave pain to the bear, but because it gave pleasure to the spectators. We've long been queasily aware of a kind of sub-pornographic pulse of the crowd, something coiled and smoldering wherever yahoos are able to slip their masks but still hide in plain sight. The special innovation of social media is that it allows these people direct access to the players, as well as their fellow thinkers. It's a virtual lynch mob 24/7. And the results are so predictable as to be nearly banal. There are days when Twitter timelines look like the cannibal feasts that used to flicker on drive-in movie screens when all the good kids went home. Yeah, sometimes you stumble into some of these exchanges, and it's just not even human.
Yeah, it's trouble. Struggling sometimes.
Which is why
the common refrain from the Twitter people, like people do it with me all the time. They say, why do you even respond to this guy? And they think it's because I'm sitting here like sour and crying in a corner. It's like, dude, I'm feeding my kid. I'm hanging out with my baby. I'm watching something. And by the way, I just hopped on Twitter and saw somebody talking crazy and I responded to him. It's not these moments where it's like, oh my God, why aren't you listening to the show that I know you're listening to really, but you're lying about on Twitter. It's not that. And Lawrence has talked about, you know, the benefits of being on Twitter or off of Twitter or addressing anything on Twitter, you know, after the Jemele Hill stuff. It's just the fan point of view, like thinking that, okay, this guy makes this amount of millions of dollars, or this guy makes whatever money he makes, and I listen to him on the radio. So therefore, all you are is that thing and that person, and I can come at you any kind of way and say any kind of thing about any person in your family, including yourself. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Is it Kimmel or Fallon that does the read mean tweets?
Kimmel.
Okay, which is, it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And that's when you actually can hear some of these players or actors.
DeMarcus Cousins one is hilarious. You're fat and stupid. You can't play basketball. I hate you and you're ugly.
You know, some people, and believe me, in Hollywood, in music, some people are really good at it. You know, Anna Kendrick is phenomenal on Twitter.
I don't follow.
She's great. And she's just profane enough. Okay. And just, but no, you still don't know if it's real.
Right.
You don't know if she's
somebody's having a bad day.
Or she's cultivated this perfect way of presenting herself. Because, you know, social media is you presenting yourself how you want to be seen, how you want to be viewed.
True.
You know, if I post a picture of something I cooked, I'm gonna hero that thing up
Gussy
and make
it up.
Sure you got the best possible picture. It's not gonna be the one that didn't work. You know?
But sometimes that's why you gotta have those vulnerable moments on social media as well. Where you're like, you know what? I screwed that up.
Right. Or, then you follow Shane Reardon because.
Well, he doesn't have many wins. That's the thing.
That dude does not care.
Shane's whole account is L's. That's all.
That's the bit.
That's what it is. You get an L. You get an L.
Did you guys see the dog food one? Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
Shane's dog food?
Shane's dog food dilemma.
No.
Because he buys 75 pounds of dog food, and he doesn't know that. Where's it go?
Where's it go?
Your dog eats it, dumbass.
And then craps it out. Yeah, he doesn't understand.
Dog put on weight?
Yeah, Shane, I'll say this about Shane.
But there's something
he's a content factory if you like that kind of content. You know what I mean? Like, if you pressing a button and you're like, ooh, I'd like an orange Fanta. You know what I mean? That's if you're into Shane content, Shane is that guy for you. I rock with Shane, even though I say things about him that are absolutely true and then laugh about him as if they aren't. But it's and Dan, it's just the thing that bothers me is what we've become, and I think the emailer pointed it out and illustrated it beautifully for us, what we've become in just not being human anymore. Like, it's okay to not be human, and you're the punk if you point out that, hey man, like, what would, like, be a human.
But don't you realize that even the people on your favorite shows or the shows you don't like and the people getting $500,000 an episode, they go home from work.
Yeah.
And they have good days at work and they have bad days at work.
Simple as that.
And they go home and sometimes their kid is sick and sometimes
things happen.
I mean,
life is happening to them too.
Right.
Right.
It's just like, it's so weird to me. Like, you think that you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to respond as if they're not people.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so strange. It's the concept of fame or money. Just meaning that, well,
it's an armor. It's armor for you.
I'm entitled to say whatever I want to you, and some people are better at handling it than others. But look,
Has anybody ever said anything on Twitter that has gotten to you that you would not admit till now?
It's gotten to me that hurt me to my but it bothered me that dangerous stuff. I mean, the only stuff that really has, threats.
Yeah,
if somebody, especially threats against
the daycare ones came out a couple of weeks ago when I dared mention, you know, the Colin Kaepernick stuff again and all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, if it's against me, with children, my family, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I know there's some of that too that comes with the job. I get that. I hate that part.
Well, make a certain amount of money, so of course your kids should be in danger. Like, what are we doing?
No. That's no fun. That's pre-social media. Because that was going on back in the 90s when we first started. And the phone calls, the postcards. There was one guy that would write out postcards with threats that he'd send in.
The shoot you in the head guy for me on the voicemail dude. Yeah,
we talked about that before. But social media just makes it more, it's easier to trace. People
think that IP addresses don't exist just because you have a weird serial number laden Twitter handle. Like, people, there are a lot of people out there that can easily press a couple of buttons and find whoever you are and wherever you are, and things happen. you know, things have happened. These text line, for instance, people think that this text line is just some anonymous thing, and you know, you could just pop off at the mouth and then fire off all kinds of threats and say whatever you want. Like, yeah,
the phone number in the entire text history is on here.
Yeah, but do you think that social media is just highlighting what people have always been? Or
no,
because
of
social media.
I think it empowers it. I think being able to.
So you don't think like in the 60s and 70s, people were this way, they just didn't have a vehicle?
Well, they wrote letters. I mean, ask Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron.
Right.
People are, instead of having to sit down and get out a legal pad and write your racist letter and fold it up and get a stamp and put it in the mail.
You know, you could just have Trump sitting on a tank with an American eagle and a flag behind him as your avatar and just fire it off.
The people who did it then, they were hardcore. They were going to write that letter and fold it up and send it off in the mail. With it and pay whatever, you know, the 3 cents
mail,
or whatever it costs.
That's awesome. That's a certain level of dedication.
I'm going to write a letter to this N-word and tell him how I feel about him playing game of baseball.
Yeah, but it's just and guess what? What you've made is this generation of social media athletes now. Like, there are guys and kids who have been born into this that know no other way. We talked about it joking around, like how kids date now. Like, if you're a kid, you don't walk up to a girl anymore. You jump on Facebook or Snapchat and you send her a picture of Mr. Happy.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think of this? Like, the way that people are being molded right now by social media, and I'll throw myself in there as well. You know, this time I had to curtail my social media interaction. I used to tweet out every single night on games, whatever the hell was on television, and I said to myself, you know what, I'm missing too much of my life. With the games and stuff, I can watch them the next morning. I'm missing way too much of my life. And the people that are on there are making these athletes do silly things. This guy made an entire ghost account to go at people that said he wasn't a good basketball player.
And
he's won the MVP and a championship.
He's Kevin Durant.
You're a max player living in San Francisco. you got out of Oklahoma City. You put on your shoe, on the insole of your shoe, your stats, because that's how sensitive you are now. So all you social media warriors out there, you did it to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant didn't do it to himself. Plymouth Rock didn't land on him or something or the other. He landed on it.
This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers. Anthony Herron, after the top of the hour, talks football on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with 2 tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, you'll get a second bonus day in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour. This Saturday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
This summer with you.
With special guests Dustin Lynch.
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant and Lindsay L.
Country Nation, that's right. There's a last time for everything.
Tickets are on sale now. Online at livenation.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. The number one album, Love and War. Available now.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our steamed crab legs.
You kidding? I grew up on this stuff. I was an original Hooters wing shaker and oyster shucker, and it made me famous. Hooters has amazing wings, but how about their incredible seafood? steamed crab legs, and their famous buffalo shrimp lead the way. Just add some great service courtesy of the world-famous Hooters girls, and you've got a combination only Hooters can deliver.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing, then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. Credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at Marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Yes. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
This old
what's that for?
I don't know, but Tannehill's got something up his sleeve. Whenever you see Tanny laughing like that, he's just amusing himself at this time. I don't. I'll find out afterwards.
Like the anniversary of Risky Business or something.
That's the Dan's leaving music.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Dan's gonna go now because he's got to be Jewish this evening because it's a new year for all my Jewish peeps out there. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers. And Cool Breeze is here. Anthony Herron, he's got his sunglasses on, and it's
your Murph back, apparently.
Yeah, my God. This is how he does it, though. Well, he punches and runs.
Hey,
you
man.
Know? He wears
sunglasses.
A stone and hides his hands.
What's the line from Larry David about people who wear sunglasses? There's like two kinds of people who wear sunglasses inside. Blind people and D-bags.
Yeah, and there's one kind of people that quote Larry David. Whites. Have a good day. Enjoy yourself.
David's move doesn't even quote Larry David.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. You don't know if this man just had LASIK or something like that. Maybe something happened. I don't know, but we'll just find out.
I think he probably just got off the golf course.
Go about your damn business.
All right.
Get out of here. You gotta get home before sundown, right?
Or I turn into a werewolf.
Yes. Go. Bye.
Okay. Bye. God. See you Friday.
All right, man. Dan Bernstein is out of here. Anthony Herron will join us next right here on 670 The Score.
With that old-time rock and roll. The celebration.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part.
You traded up to draft the number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Now, every morning, I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Hanley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now, every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
Aries, big accomplishments are in the cards this week, but you're the one who has to make it happen. Taurus, do something that puts you in front of some new faces. One of them may become a big part of your life. Gemini, do your best to do something special for yourself, something relaxing. Cancer, this week your family is full of demands. Once the weekend comes, it's your time to party. Leo, body and mind out of balance. When's the last time you exercised? Maybe it's time you start. And Virgo, curb your natural competitiveness to lend a helping hand. The reward will be all yours. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.